All right, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. We're going to talk about damned and deluded when the Antichrist reigns. And, you know, I guess this is like the 19th message I've preached on the Antichrist. And like that time period. A little bit of it may overlap, just a little bit, but this is going to be a different focus tonight. It's focused on that time, but it's more going to be focused on the victims, I should say, or the willing participants of Antichrist. The reasons why they become what they are, how they turn into what they are, okay, and really focus on their depravity and what happens to them. Because it is relevant for today, for right now. And we are seeing this played out in front of us. We're watching people do this today. And we're seeing people that are, they're ripe for the picking for the Antichrist. We're watching it. I mean, what they believe, what they're willing to accept and believe, what theology they hold to, the doctrines that they hold to, the religious garb that they wrap themselves in. They are prime for the Antichrist. They are going to be deceived quickly. So let's pray, and then we're going to read these verses and get into this tonight. Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this time. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We pray, Lord, that it would speak to our hearts tonight. Help us to warn them, Lord. There's so many out there that can still be warned to flee from the wrath to come. And, Lord, we pray that these messages would be used to strengthen our faith and to reach them, and maybe to be given to some of them that they might receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 2:3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. We talked about that. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So we talked about the temple, right? So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. We talked about how that encompasses all of worship. That is him sitting. That's the same thing as when they took the Ark of the Covenant, right? And they put Dagon, the Ark of the Covenant, the same place as Dagon. And what happened? Dagon fell and broke his legs and his hands and he was falling head first down in front of the Ark, right? But it's the same type of picture there where there are those false gods that are there and that man will worship those false gods and that the Antichrist will oppose and exalt himself above all. He will do that. He will exalt himself above all. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. So Paul warned them. I find that fascinating that Paul warned them that these things were coming. Back then he said, this is what's going to happen. Remember, I told you, right? Because there are people that were preaching false prophecies to them and false doctrine. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. See, Satan is that fake and false light. But when Jesus comes back again, he will destroy them with the brightness of his coming. He will destroy the armies of Antichrist with the brightness of his coming. Amen. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. We're going to talk a little bit about those tonight, just a little bit. And with all, but pay attention to these words, because again, I preached another message on this one time, and these are the days that are marked with deceit. These are days of deceit. Days that people will be absolutely deceived. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because, here's the reason. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. It doesn't say here because they did not know what the truth is. It does not say that they did not know who Jesus Christ was. We're going to get to that. It does not say that they had never heard the name of Jesus. It does not say that they never heard the gospel. No, on the contrary, I believe the Antichrist church, so to speak, will be filled with people who absolutely 100% knew what the gospel of Jesus Christ was, but rejected it. They had a form of godliness, but they denied the power thereof. They knew the truth. They were part of those seeds that were sown on the stony ground, on the thorny ground, right? And by the wayside. They were not the good ground. Three were the same, one was different, right? That's what happened. Even him who's cut with all deceivableness of a righteous, and for this cause. So here's another one, right? It says here, because they receive not. So why? And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause. For what cause? Well, we're going to get to that. But that's the cause. God shall send them strong delusion. God sends it. That they should believe a lie. God sends them delusion so they will believe a lie. We're going to explain that to you. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth. This is not saved people. This is lost people. This is religious people. These are false converts. Again, this is the wheat and the tares. Right? They grow alongside until the angels come and reap the harvest. Right? I think it's, who is it? Oh, I forget his name. John Weaver preaches a message called The Rapture of the Wicked. Right? Interesting. So, we can see the coming of the Antichrist is marked out by these days of delusion. Deception rules and is the mark of his times. So, the first thing to note here tonight is that the Antichrist comes with what the Bible says, with all power. I cannot express in words enough, more than obviously what the Word of God says, but I cannot express in words the absolute power of deception that Satan will have and the Antichrist will have. I can only tell you, I know the devil can be very deceptive, and having experienced being deceived once in a while, you kind of understand that power a little bit. You know how your own human heart can deceive yourself, right? And you can believe a lie. Well, think about this. We're going to talk about that all power, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Think about this. All power to accomplish what he is to do upon this earth. That is frightening. Do you understand that? He's going to have all power to accomplish anything he wants to on this earth. Satan cannot do anything that God does not allow him to do. But God allows him to do it. He is called the Prince of Darkness. And he is given authority to do what he will do. Man lost that dominion in the garden, right? And Satan became the god of this world. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to look at the term Satan. You say all power. Well, he comes after the working of Satan. So what actual power does Satan possess? You know, it's good to have that understanding to kind of be able to look at it and understand from a title perspective what he's called in the Bible. 2 Corinthians 4:3, but if our gospel be hid, I think this is dealing with those end times as well. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. Look at this, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. He is called the prince, right? He is called the god of this world, number one, and then he is called a prince. He is the ruler of the darkness of this world. He is the ruler of this world system. Why do you think, as a Christian, you are not comfortable in this world? Because Satan rules this world. You're not supposed to be. The Bible says you are pilgrims and strangers in this world. Right? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3. We covered John chapter 12, verse number 31. Satan is called a prince, which is a position of authority. A prince in a kingdom has authority, doesn't he? John chapter 12, verse number 31. Now is the judgment. Jesus said this. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. John chapter 14, verse number 28. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. He is called the prince of this world, the prince of this world system. That's what that means, this world system. The way that it operates is Antichrist, right? John chapter 16, verse number 11. Jesus talked about the ministry of the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. And he said this in verse number 11, of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Right? Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 2, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world. What is it? The course of this world system, which is what? Antichrist. It is Antichrist. Remember that sermon I preached a long time ago, The World Hates Christ. It's been a long time. I bet it's been about 4 or 5 years probably. I don't know. It's been a while. Have you heard that one? Oh, is that right? The world hates Christ. And it does. According to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Notice that. That's his dominion, the prince of the power of the air. He is the prince of the power here on this earth of the air. Right? Look. Listen, think about this for a second. That's why the Bible says the devil as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Why? Because you are the only thing that opposes him. You get that? God's church and his Holy Ghost, obviously in his church and in his people, are the only thing that opposes him. Nothing else in this world opposes Satan. Right? Nothing but us. God's people. We are the physical manifestation, so to speak, of the opposition to Satan. And the spiritual by the Holy Ghost being in us. But we are vessels of honor to him. Are to be vessels of honor. Amen. According to the prince of the power of the air. Who is that? The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Right? Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. That word conversation, it means your way of life. It does not mean just your words. It means your manner of life, your manner of living, your deportment, your conduct, the way you act. Right? So it says we had our conversation in times past. That's how we lived. That's who we were. Before we were saved. Right? So then he is the prince of this world system. He has authority here, and he's going to invest all of his power into the Antichrist. When we talk about Jesus Christ, in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Well, I believe as much as Satan can mimic it, in him is going to dwell all the fullness of Satan. Mm-hmm. Yep. So then the chief power that Satan possesses, I believe, which is the same one that marks this time for the damned and the deluded, is the power to deceive. He has the power to deceive, full of all wisdom and subtlety. Right? 1 John chapter 2. Verse number 22, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. That blows out the oneness, guys. They're Antichrist. Right? That blows out most of your Hebrew roots people that deny the Trinity. They're going to hell. They're Antichrist. They're all going to hell. Why? Because they deny the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Because they say, well, Jesus and the Father are the same. Really, well, why is Jesus at the right hand of the Father then? It didn't even take a doctor to figure that one out. Man, that was quick. Whew. I mean, that was... I need an honorary one now, just for that. Thank you. We could make it. We can make anything up now. You just get a green screen. You can make it all look good, right? Just a piece of paper. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. John 8:44. Jesus described this group. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. Satan. He was a murderer from the beginning. And abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. Who's his own? His son. The Masons. They're pointing to what? Antichrist. Who's the light of the lodge? Lucifer. The Mormons have another Jesus. The Jehovah's Witnesses have another Jesus. Right? I can't wait to get into that one. The Jesus of the Watchtower, the Jehovah of the Watchtower, and the Holy Ghost of the Watchtower. Those are like three different ones. Coming soon. That'll be interesting. And then an entire teaching that's going to take a while. We're going to go through. But anyway, we'll look at that later. But he said this. He was a murderer from the beginning, abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. He will be the father of the greatest lie ever told. Jesus is the greatest truth. He is the only truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And the Antichrist is the lie. Right? That's right. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? If I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? See, that's witchcraft right there. They told Jesus, they were accusing Jesus of having a devil when all he was doing was speaking the truth. That's how devils work. I've met a few of them in my life. Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not mine own glory. There is one that seeketh and judgeth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. See, do you notice what he did there? Jesus told them, listen, you're going to believe the lie, and you're going to die. But if you would believe on me, you will live forever. See, the Antichrist is going to sell the world on the fact that they can live forever. And he's doing it now. It's coming now. It's happening now. CRISPR and all the other things that they're doing with DNA, all the things that they're doing. They just pulled something's head off and kept it alive. What was that? A dog? They pulled this dog's head off and kept it alive after they detached its head. 50 years ago? That's creepy. Right, because they were Abraham's children, yeah. And Jesus said God is able to raise stones, yeah. Right? Yep. It really, well, if you go back to the Kabbalah, though, and if you go back to that, you look at that, well, don't do it. Don't go back and look at the Kabbalah. But I mean, if you do, then you understand where it all comes from. Nietzsche and all of his teachings and his philosophies and what he believed and everything. Superman, when you look at Superman, that's what it all is. That's right. It all goes back to, it's the same exact story. Oh, it's really creepy. Yes. Kabbalist. Two of them. Yep. Anyway. But it's the power of deception, right? That's the power of deceit that the Antichrist holds. It is a power. Jesus could not be deceived because he was God manifest in the flesh. He is God manifest in the flesh, so he couldn't be deceived. With all the power which Satan can exhibit. That's what that means when it says with all power. Meaning also that there would be a great exertion of power in the case. That what's going to happen is at this time, satanic, I hate to use it for lack of a term, energy, so to speak, or his spirit, basically, satanic energy, which is what is going to push out and be so powerful that those that are lost, that heard the truth, will believe the lie. They will. And I'll illustrate that a few times here. Satan will not be restrained any longer. You have to understand something. God will allow him to unleash his full power of deceit upon mankind. The only ones that will be able to resist that are the very elect that have the Holy Ghost. Right? Matthew 24:24, for there shall rise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. If it were possible. The deception will be so great. Miracles are also called powers to some. They interpret that as that. Because the effects of extraordinary powers and signs from their use, because they sealed the doctrine to which they are applied. So, here's how it works, okay? Jesus, well, Paul, not just Jesus, go back to Moses and others. When God was doing a work in a movement, a sign always came with it, and power and miracles were done to show that it was a movement of God. Okay? Now, the Antichrist at this time, through satanic power, when this time comes, he is going to be able to do those. But all you have to understand something. Everything that he does is to deceive mankind. With Jesus and with the apostles and with the disciples, they would do everything, right, to promote the truth. They healed people through the power of the Holy Ghost to bring the truth to them. Satan is going to do all these things to keep them enslaved to the error, to keep them enslaved to the lie. He's going to seal it with a lie. He's going to seal those lies with a miracle and signs and lying wonders. Right, to show that he is God. So they're going to say, well, that's God. And you're going to look at them and you're going to open that Bible and you're going to start, and they're going to be like, no, you don't understand. That's him right there. That's what they're going to say. No matter what you say to them. Why? Because he will think to change times and laws, right? And everything. And you're going to show them the written word of God, which is God's word and God's law. And they're going to be like, no, uh-uh. No, that's him right there. Mm-hmm. Besides the energy of Satan that works inwardly in this man of sin, which was mentioned before, he hath outward strength or power wherein he comes, which may be here meant. He hath the secular power to assist him. Remember, Revelation 13. He has the kings of the earth give their power to the beast. We read of the 10 horns upon his head, which are the emblems of strength and power. Whereupon it is said, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with the beast? He's going to be such a war hero and he's going to come with such strength and pomp and desire and charismatic spirit that they're going to be like, man, there's nobody that can take that guy on. Right? And they won't be able to. No one will be able to. Right? Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? You know, the apostles and all, these signs and wonders are going to be so powerful, so deceptive. I can't even explain to you the amount of power that is going to be exerted by Satan to deceive. Because, well, how is he able to do it? Why doesn't he do it now? Because the Holy Ghost restrains him now. Do you understand that? It's given for a time, times, right? That's the Holy Ghost. If the Holy Ghost was not restraining Satan right now, it'd be bad. It's going to get bad, right? But the Holy Ghost is still restraining him, holding him back from doing what he wants to do, right? I believe in every generation or so, Satan raises up an antichrist, a false antichrist, a false Christ, and he tries to push him forward. And God says, nope. No, he doesn't know the time. Not yet. And God stops him and the Holy Ghost stops him. I think men like Hitler, Mussolini, and all those kind of men, they have that spirit of antichrist in them, right? And God, and they get up there, and they, Napoleon, all of them, right? They get so, Napoleon, he had that little red devil with him. Same size as Jacob. He was a little smaller. He had that little red devil with him that, like, told him what to do and all his, like, his colonels and stuff would be like, well, they would hear him talking to that little red devil and that little red devil talking back to him. And then they banished him on that island. Anyway. But, yeah. What's that? Yes, they heard it talking back to him. Oh, yeah. They reported it. Yeah. You know, Paul said that through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Paul said he used the power of God and he used signs and wonders to preach the gospel of Christ at that time when he was trying to preach to the Jews to see them get saved and show the difference of the times that were coming. But those signs, Satan brings this man of sin into the world in the same manner. God did it to confirm the truth, but Satan to countenance a falsehood. The truth will be plainly given to people, and people will not be able to receive it. All the lies will be believed. The illusions and the delusions will be so strong, so powerful, of supernatural strength that God will use his restraining power no longer to stop Satan, but will allow him to reign and do what he wishes to do for a set time. He will, by natural knowledge and experience, improve natural causes to the utmost. Diseases and things like, nope, those will be gone. I'll take care of that. He cannot create. He'll mock it and deceive and make people think so. But he will not be able to create because only God can create. He's not God. He just takes what God has and he perverts it. Right? You know? Satan, Rome was a type of that. They have all their stories of false doctrines and miracles wrought, like purgatory and relics that are bleeding and all kinds of stuff like that that they used as signs and wonders. Right? Right. They used magic arts like Simon Magus did. Right? And being wrought for such ends, they are termed signs, for a sign is anything that is used to make signification, whether it be a natural or artificial sign, an ordinary or an extraordinary sign, used either for good end, as those shown by Christ the apostles, or to the bad end, those that are used by the man of sin. People are apt to be affected by those signs. See, they're waiting for it. They want proof. They don't want faith. They want proof. So the Antichrist is going to give them proof. Right? Right? Right. So they could live the way they want to live. Lying wonders, or wonders of a lie, right? To mock those, or to confirm a lie, because they're not real, but with feigned wonders and impostures, they are going to deceive many. The purpose of all the signs and lying wonders is to deceive men and to bring them into perdition. It's the whole design of Satan to use subtlety and deception to destroy the souls of men. That's what he will do. True miracles confirm the truth. Satan's signs and lying wonders will confirm the lie and lead men into more deception. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, with every art that cunning can invent and unrighteousness suggest in order to delude and to deceive. Pick your poison, it'll be anything you want. Look, for the pervert, they already have something they can put on their head, VR, and they can be and do whatever they want to do. And let me ask you something. If you were a normal wife, how would you ever compete with that? How would you? You wouldn't, would you? You can't compete with something that's not real, that takes hold of an imagination, that grasps it and grabs it. Right? But Satan will give that to that person. He already is. It's just going to be intensified. Today there is restraint. One day there will be none. As in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. And you have absolutely, we have absolutely no visual understanding of how bad the days of Noah really were. We got a few ideas, but they were bad. Very bad. And I'm telling you right now, we are heading down those days. They're making those artificial dolls right now. They're making those artificial women right now. They cannot keep them in stock. They can't. They cannot keep them in stock. Yeah, it is crazy. They're going to bring them out in public. Yes. Yeah, they're making money, all right. Them things are going to have devils in them. That's what's going to happen. Already happening. Things are going to have devils in them. Yeah, it is. They have devils in them. The more real they are, the more they download. I mean, I've already taught on this. It's not the proper place. I'm not going to go any further, but I'm just saying that it's just... Yeah, it's, yeah, consciousness, self-aware, sentient, it's all the goal, it's all what's coming. And what is that? That's all Satan's plot. It's part of his plan. Deception. Nothing is real. Nothing is real. The evil will know no bounds, unrestrained evil and wickedness. No one who has escaped... Or no one. One man said this, no one who has read Pascal's Provincial Letters can ever doubt that this deception is applicable to the system of the Jesuits. And no one familiar with the acts of the papacy, as they have always been practiced, can doubt that the whole system is accurately described by this language. I agree. The plausible reasoning by which the advocates of that system palliated and apologized for sins of various kinds has been among its most remarkable features. You know, it's going to come on the cusp of the Roman Catholic Church and the Jesuits and Masons and all of them. They're all going to get the band back together again. All of them. They'll all agree on the ban of sin. All of them. Now, this deception will be so strong in every way and will control everything that people do and will cause them to turn on one another. To betray one another. Right? Where does it head for? It heads for this. Because they received not the love of the truth. Why? Why are they deceived? Well, the Bible says that God shall send them strong delusion, right? That he will send them strong delusion. Let's turn back to 2 Thessalonians here. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. You know, They actually, it doesn't say really that they didn't receive it, because in the stony ground, it says they did receive the word, right? In a few of the grounds, they did receive, but not the love of the truth. They didn't love it. They didn't love it. See the difference? Yep, they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. They may have received it with joy. They may have received it with fire and spark and everything else. But true love lasts forever. It endures all things. Right? Charity never faileth. Right? True love never fails. Never. That's the love of God. They perish because they obstinately refuse to be saved, and they receive a lie in the pretense to the truth. Right? They will be given over to their own poison. So what does God do here? Here's what happens here, okay? It says here, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. We're going to get to that here. But it says here, they receive not the reason that they are deceived, deceivers of all unrighteousness, and them that perish, is because they would receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. God says, okay, you want your poison? You can have it. You want it? I'll give it to you. Right? They prefer this system of error and delusion to the simple and pure gospel by which they might have been saved. The gospel is simple, but they want something else. It's too simple. They have to work for it. They don't want to turn from their sin and trust Christ. They're like the stony ground hears, and there may be a historical faith. They may have a historical faith in the doctrines of the gospel, where the power of them is denied, and there is no true hearty love for them. And in these persons, there is neither faith nor love. And I've seen it, I'm telling you. The truths of the gospel are neither believed by them, nor are they affected with them, that so they might be saved. For where there is true faith in the gospel of Christ, and in Christ, the substance of it, there is salvation. The reason, therefore, of these men's perishing is not the decree of God, nor even want of the means of grace, the revelation of the gospel, but their rejection and contempt of it. They hated the truth. Right? So God lets them believe a lie. For this cause. Right? Back of their disbelief of truth. See, it's more than just a disbelief of the truth. It is a hatred of the truth. That's right. They hate the truth. And this hatred was voluntary and not necessary. For they received not. They rejected the possible predisposition towards the truth. It was their free, responsible will to receive it. For these followers of Antichrist had or might have had knowledge of the true Christ. And they rejected it. They were in the church. They were seated in the church. They were guilty of falling away and of apostasy. They didn't have it. Therefore, God permits strong delusion to occupy their minds so that they believe a lie rather than the truth. If a man strongly prefers error to truth and sin to holiness, it is not wrong to allow him freely to evince his own preference. That's what you wanted. You got it. Yep. By supposing that God withdrew all restraint and suffered men simply to show that they did not love the truth, God often places people in circumstances to develop their own nature, and it cannot be shown to be wrong that he should do so. If people have no love of the truth and no desire to be saved, it is not improper that they should be allowed to manifest this. You want it? You got it. Okay. Right? We see evidence of this before with a lying spirit. God knew Ahab was a stinking, rotten, wicked devil and a liar. Right? So what did he send him? A lying spirit. 1 Kings 22:20. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Yeah, because they were his prophets. Okay. You like your false prophets? I'll send a lying spirit to your false prophets. And they can seal your fate. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. He was even warned that he didn't care. God even had mercy on him to warn him. The big dummy, he warned him, and he still didn't listen. I've seen it before, though. You can warn people all you want. If they're going to do what they're going to do. Sometimes they're set on that course, and they are not going to listen to you. They're just going to continue on in their rebellion. You just got to let them go and give them over to it. So God gives them. This is what you call a judicial delusion. Where God says, okay, that's what you wanted? Fine. You got it. I'm done speaking to you. Yeah, I'm done speaking to you. They heard the gospel and they hated the gospel. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Look, it says here that it's not so much that it's not only that they did not believe the truth, the love of the truth, right? But they had pleasure in unrighteousness. They loved their sin and wickedness. You know, it's illustrated all over the Bible. I'll show you these people in Revelation 16:8. Turn there. You can see these people. Revelation 16:8, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat. And they repented, right? Right? No. And blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Well, see, they saw a sign. They didn't like the sign. So they blasphemed God. Verse number 11, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. They wouldn't turn. They wouldn't repent. They wouldn't get it right. Revelation 9:20, and the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries. See that? They wouldn't give up their sorcery. They wouldn't give up their pharmakia. They wouldn't give up their drugs. I think the digital drugs are next. I think it's the digital drugs that they're not going to give up. Their pornea, their pornography, all that. They're not going to give that fornication up. They're not going to give the sorcery and the fornication. Those two things are mixed. They're always there in the end. And they're filled. Yep. No, they don't have to because they're covered. They're protected. And they repented not of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Right? That's so they are, no matter what they do, right, they're given over to it. At that point, they're going to be at a place where that delusion is going to be so strong, right? That it says here that God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Who are these people? That they all might be damned. They're damned. Those people will be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They are the deluded and they are the damned. And they will never repent. They will never turn. They'll be given over to their own lust and their own wicked hearts and their own hate. Because it's not that they just didn't receive the truth, but they received not the love of the truth. They hated the truth. All of these people that you see, these religious people that are not saved today, all of these people that you see, they are going to receive the Antichrist. 90%, I don't know an exact figure, but most of them that heard the truth, the Bible tells us they are going to receive the lie. It's all going to fix. It's all going to make sense to them. And they're going to be like, well, this is the guy. Yeah, we're religious too. We believe too. We believe. Right? And the rappers, we believe, you know, the, right? Nikki Hall? Yep. And they don't care. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're going to see signs in the heavens above. They're going to see it all. But they're going to go to the, they're going to point to the Antichrist. If you and I are alive and we see those signs, we're going to be like, well, I know what that is. That's right here. You're going to be attributing all that to God. You know what they're going to do? They're going to blaspheme God. They're going to say, look at the power of the beast. Look what the beast is doing. And all the world wondered after the beast. Right? Turn to Revelation 13. Here's the deception. Here's the worship. Here's the mark. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, complete control of the world. And upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his head, the name of blasphemy. That's him. He's marked with blasphemy. That's how you know who he is. He blasphemes God and his tabernacle. And the beast which I... See that? He blasphemes God and his tabernacle. Which one? All of them. He wants to put his name everywhere God's name is. And that's what he will do. Yep. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and in his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshiped the dragon. Satanic worship. It will be the height of worship on this earth. They will worship the dragon. They will worship. By the way, all of your Masonic order, your Jesuits, your charismatics at the top, the Pope, all of them are already Luciferians. They just go under a different flavor openly, but privately, and sometimes openly, but mostly privately, they are all Luciferians at the top. That's what they all are. And all of the groups, all of the, everything they hold to, they're Luciferians. And they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Complete control of the world. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So you see the delusion that's there, that the whole world wonders after him, the whole world follows him. It leads. This time, what is spoken of is a complete and wholesale satanic takeover of the entire world. All of it, openly. They will go so far as to worship Satan openly. They will worship the dragon openly. And it'll all be done through the power of deception, because God says, okay, I'm going to lift my... I'm not going to restrain him and hold him back anymore. I'm going to let him go. And then those that don't have the Holy Ghost, many will be deceived, whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. They will fall for the lie. They will believe the lie, that they all might be damned that believe not the truth. Because really, the reason why people don't want to believe the truth, they don't want to repent and believe the gospel, is because they don't want Jesus to change their life. They love this world, and they want to live like this world. And they don't want God to change them. They want to go on into perdition. They love the pleasures of this life, and they want them. They will not submit to the God of the Bible, but they will submit to the Antichrist when he gives them what they want. But he will require from them their souls. Yep. Strong delusion. Damned and deluded. That's what will happen when the Antichrist reigns. Father, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your words. Thank you for the truth of them. And Lord, help us to warn as many people as we can. We have family members, loved ones, others out there that are lost and dying and dead in their sins. They're religious, but they're not born again. They've never repented and put their faith and trust in Christ. They've never been supernaturally changed by the gospel of Christ. Father, I pray that you'd speak to hearts, Lord, through these messages and through our tracts and through our preaching of God's word and through our testimonies to our family members and our loved ones and our friends, Lord. May we warn them to flee from the wrath to come. Deception is on the way, Lord, and we pray that they be not deceived by the Antichrist, but that they would receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.